This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. The name of the company is Artificial Intelligence Technology Solutions, Inc. They were last with us in February of 2021, and they trade on the OTC under the ticker symbol AITX. With us today is the CEO and founder, Mr. Steve Reinhorst. Steve, welcome back.
I'm glad to be back.
Wonderful. And I'm going to just provide the listeners with an updated about statement here. AITX and its wholly owned subsidiaries deliver robotics and artificial intelligence-based hardware and software solutions that empower organizations to gain new insight, solve complex challenges, and fuel new business ideas, all at a reduced cost. Specifically, AITX, through its primary subsidiary, Robotic Assistance Devices, Inc., RAD, is redefining the $25 billion security and guarding services industry through its broad lineup of innovative AI-driven solutions as a service business model. RAD solutions are specifically designed to provide a cost savings to businesses of between 35 and 80% when compared to the industry's existing and costly managed security guarding and monitoring model. Now, Steve, there seems to be, you know, so much happening at AITX and the RAD subsidiaries. You know, I think you're one of the most communicative and engaged pinks out there. But, you know, I want an update on everything. Just tell me about the entire, you know, reason why the RAD product line exists, how all the hardware and software pieces fit together, and why it's relevant today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, you summed it up really well in the intro, but I'll kind of restate it. The fact of the matter is we have a labor crisis and we have a bit of an economic crisis right now. What this transmits in real terms is that clients can't get security guards at reasonable prices. That's the situation that we're in. And as a result, dealers and therefore end users are looking for alternate solutions. Lower cost solutions that provide the same or better performance as, you know, their legacy solution would be. And that's the lineup of devices that we've created. That's the lineup of stationary and mobile devices combined with software to satisfy those needs, satisfy that demand.
Absolutely. And I know that you've announced that you're working to attain profitability over the next several months. Can you help me understand what that means for AITX?
You know, it's interesting because when we have profitability, then all of a sudden, any money that we might make or that we might raise through equity, through debt, through any other instrument, you know, instead of it going to fund operations, when we're cash flow positive, is then we could use it to strengthen the balance sheet and, you know, hopefully prepare for a NASDAQ uplift. You know, we can't always choose the timing depending on what's happening in the market, what's happening with our revenues, profitability. But my intention is to choose the right time to uplist so that, you know, we're all in as good a position as possible, from a stock perspective. So it kind of remains to be seen and it's fluid. But the idea is achieve profitability, strengthen the balance sheet and uplist, to everybody's benefit. That's the plan.
Absolutely. No. And I know that you guys are really communicative with, you know, your investors and you're one of the more interactive companies. I know that, you know, on the company's website, which is AITX.AI, very cool website, by the way. You know, we got the Twitter feed right there at the bottom. You're active. You're seeing people. In fact, we just had you post about the, you know, the DC Comics feature film, The Blue Beetle. I think that's going to be, in my personal opinion, a huge deal, but I want to know more about that because I haven't been able to find much, but, you know, tell it to me straight. What's going on with that?
I mean, I was so happy when the trailer came out and we found a handful of our devices in the trailer, and we were able to pull those images and share them with the investor base, right? So it's public now, yes. Rad is in Blue Beetle, and several Rad devices are in Blue Beetle, and you know, I never know what's going to get left on the cutting room floor, but I was on set for one of the days and saw, you know, Rad get filmed in some scenes that seemed to have significance in the movie. Now, again, that doesn't mean that the scene is going to get included, that it could still get cut.
Sure.
It also doesn't mean that they didn't film the scene 15 different ways in 15 different locations and they're going to pick and choose. But I'm confident that we have some great Rad devices featured really well. And so that's super exciting for me, I think for the company, I think for helping share what we do with the world. And it's worthy of talking about. So yeah, really cool.
Excellent. Do we have any other media coverage, you know, like any other placements of the Rad products, et cetera?
We do. There's a few other movies that we're in. There was a TV series that we were supposed to be in that debuted on March 31st. We have not seen us in it, and that's an example of, hey, sometimes you get left on the cutting room floor. And that was disappointing because I wanted to be in it, but I had to check with legal to see what I could talk about regarding it. So that was it. But there's two other smaller films than Blue Beetle that are coming out in the next several months that we have a good scene in. In each of the movies, we have a good scene that I was told is not getting cut and has made the final cut. So that
Wonderful.
Is very, very, very interesting. Yeah, so that's really exciting. And then there's something else that starts filming, which I'll share separately, but that thing could actually end up being bigger than Blue Beetle for us.
Incredible. And, you know, I trust that, you know, as you're able to, you know, provide more data on those items, that we'll see those come up on your at Steve Reinhardt's Twitter account.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you want to know what's happening in the company, what's happening in the stock, please follow me on Twitter. So Twitter will lead you to following us on YouTube, and then you'll know what's going on. This, I think, is truly an exciting company. We work hard to create this community. We have a great community. It's very inclusive. It's got people that have been with us for years, answer each other's questions, fight fun. It really adds a lot to a lot of our lives, including my own.
Wonderful. And, you know, I know that on Twitter, you are a self-described AI agitator. What do you have to say to my listeners as far as what does that self-described AI agitator want people to leave with as this interview kind of comes to a close?
Mm-hmm. It's the same message that I've been carrying the banner on for years, which is expect everything to change. Expect everything to change. Don't get too comfortable with where you're at, what you're doing. We are in the midst of, we're at the beginning state of a huge paradigm change in life. And that's where we're at right now. I want to encourage people to embrace it because it's not going anywhere. And if you try to resist or neglect, you know, improving your skills, take a hold of these things, then you will get left behind. So I think there's a huge opportunity for people to seize the moment, understand what's happening in AI, get into the business, and not be left behind. So from my perspective, it's very exciting. From a general perspective, hey, life changes. You know, we were never promised an easy life when we were born. Let's keep that in mind. And let's understand that we have an opportunity here and take advantage of it.
Folks, you've been listening to Steve Reinhardt. He's the CEO and founder of Artificial Intelligence Technology Solutions, Inc. They trade on the OTC under the ticker symbol AITX, and I definitely recommend you take a look at their website. It's AITX.ai. Steve, I hope that I see you in the next 30 to 60 days, and we can sit down and get some more updates as they progress.
I look forward to that as well.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.